And, you know, I know it's not an easy battle, Luke, but let's just give our listener a little bit of the background. My guess is you probably were first exposed to pornography at a young age. Would that be accurate?
I don't remember the first time I was exposed to pornography, actually. I know that I think the first time I really saw anything pornographic was probably through some scrambled cable channel in my parents' house somewhere. And I don't even remember when that was. I remember occasionally as a curious young kid flipping through channels late at night and seeing some real scrambled image. Could only partially make out what was going on, but even the partial image of that really drew me in. I couldn't hear anything per se. I couldn't even really interact with it very much. I just knew that occasionally when the image would clear up, I would see things that just never seen before, and that kind of blew my mind. But that happened fairly rarely. It wasn't until I got to college that I really started to experience pornography firsthand, and I worked at a video store, which was kind of the beginning of the downfall of everything. I worked at a video store where there was no accountability when it came to me taking out movies. As a worker, I could just take out movies and bring them back when I felt like it, and no one really questioned it, and no one really talked to me about it, and I found myself increasingly going from more of the stuff on that you find in the, you know, I started with looking at some of the stuff in the drama section that was more the just sort of the smutty sort of flicks and stuff like that, and then eventually moved to the back room where there was other stuff, and that was sort of my initiation into that world.
Then at what point, Luke, did you say, you know what, this, I might be in trouble. This is actually beginning to become more a significant part of my life.
I started noticing it especially towards the end of my college career, where around I think my junior or senior year, definitely I was experiencing these moments where I would find myself roaming around late at night looking for any outlet that I could for this. It went from being a thing where I would only do when it was convenient, to being I didn't care whether it was convenient. I was going to make it convenient, and that's probably when it really started changing for me. Was when that shift happened, where I found myself viewing it in places that I ordinarily wouldn't have, or in conditions I ordinarily wouldn't have. It would have been normally, ordinarily it would have been, well, I'll wait until I know no one's going to come around. Well, it got to a point where I didn't really care if anyone walked in. And that's when I started noticing that, when I started seeing that shift in my thinking, I knew something was wrong. I knew that I was losing control.
You know, and was that a pretty scary part? Yeah. Was that a pretty scary part for you, is feeling like I'm not in control anymore with that awareness?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was very scary. I didn't know what to do. Even as I would confess these things to other people, I did have friends that I would confess this stuff to and say, I don't know what to do and everything. But the response was always very minimal. There was usually when I would confess it, I was looking for someone to say, oh, there's that. Oh, that's normal. And let me tell you what I did, or let me tell you what people do when they struggle with this. Instead, it was this sort of a blank expression of, well, I don't know how to help you, man, but thanks for telling me. We'll just, hey, and they say, hey, brother, and I'll pray for you, and then they'll move on. A lot of times they would offer some sort of long-term accountability, but usually that never panned out. And so it was a struggle. It was a real struggle for me because a lot of times it just felt so alone.
Well, and that's
even when I would be brave enough to talk about it. Sometimes I just felt really alone.
And that's exactly it. That's been my experience as a clinician. A lot of people come to me and they've gone to people and tried to reach out, whether that be a family member, sometimes even a religious leader, and their experience is basically, well, pray a little bit more, or try to unhook your internet, or just these on the surface type of responses, because they don't know how to reach out. Not that they don't want to reach out, but I think there's a lot of people that don't know how to help.